listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1...
Ahoy to the H-Man.
Ahoy, A-Bomb.
Ahoy, Jackie Boy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, J-Cat.
And ahoy to Eleanor, who yes. has uploaded what she's up to today very easily at hamishandy.com.
Ahoy, boys. It's nearly 9 o'clock in the morning. Right. Just thought I'd give you guys a bit of an update on one of the power moves. I went to the toilet last night about 4:30, which happened to coincide with the time my partner wakes up for work.
Jeez.
When I returned from the toilet, I realised that he had made the bed, so I had nowhere to sleep.
Gotcha.
Another thing is my partner uses the brag back of what my dad drives, which is a Hyundai Elantra. So, yeah, whenever someone brags to him, he lets them know. Anyways, congrats on ESP, Haim.
Thank
Quit
you.
Quit smoking, Ando, and happy okay. birthday.
Will do.
And Jack, pay attention to your hobbies, mate. All right, cool. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Keep your head screwed on top with your hobbies, please, Jack.
Love the brag back.
My dad drives a Hyundai Elantra.
Boom.
can't bounce back from that. You're on the floor. You can't bounce back. You're dazed.
I think I brought this up just in case I haven't. Speaking of the my dad drives a Volkswagen Tiguan, which we have established on the show, is a
very tough car to get.
Very tough car to get. Not impossible to get and not a collector's edition by any means, but it is certainly one of the harder cars to get today. Drive away at a dealership. They often have to ring around the country to find stock. That's pretty impressive in itself.
Yeah.
Did I tell you when I saw 3 Tiguans in a row? Did I not tell you? I wrote it down to tell you.
Yep.
It was going into a fair near Dad's place in the country.
The tough cars to get.
Can you believe? it's Australia's third most famous difficult to acquire sports crossover shows. Going into the paddock, the parking at the fair.
Wow!
And there was 3 Tiguans in a row.
Yep.
And I just
like seeing 3 white.
One of them was Dad because I was following his car in. Yeah. But still, yeah, you're right. 3 white rhinos in New York with sunnies on, just trying to keep it, just being conspicuous going down Fifth Avenue. Be like, I think that's 3 white rhinos.
Hey, thanks to Eleanor doing that. And speaking of power moves.
Yeah.
Which she got by her partner.
Let's
I have here,
this,
guys.
What a moment, Andy.
Look at this.
Look at this.
This is the first power move book that has got air freighted here. You so don't look. Get excited. Yours aren't arriving for another few weeks.
As we've tried to explain to people over email and several times, they are taking their sweet time getting here. Mm-hmm. You will get it. Don't panic. They're getting there. What is it? Halfway through November? Early November?
Halfway through November.
Right. You look like a sporty Moses, doesn't he, Jack? Holding a tablet on Mount, was it Mount Sinai in the Bible?
Not sure.
Me neither. No. But you look like a modern Moses.
Yep.
You've got the cardboard corrugate tube, I assume that is.
Yes, this is the card, which we get to keep for free and you will as well. You get the cardboard pack when you buy the book.
You don't have to send it back.
As we
covered, Andy, unlike Moses now, is going to use the end of a pen to open the sticky tape that surrounds one of the...
And because it's on the corrugate tube pack, I'd be surprised if there's any damage there.
There won't be any
Hawks damage. Gave us a guarantee, so here we go.
Look at this. It comes with basically its own display case.
It's a bespoke corrugate tube. It's actually better than I thought it was going to be.
That's a really great corrugate tube. I mean, rush to the website because we will be putting something of this up on socials. I know what you've seen.
Have a look at those, Sam. The head and tail bands.
Where's the glue?
Jack,
where's the glue?
Oh,
where's the glue on the spine, Jack?
Have
just
a look for
point to the glue. Point to the glue, Jack. Can you show the courtroom, Jack?
Can you
show the court the glue on the spine or the top of the tail of the spine?
I cannot.
He cannot show the courtroom because of the... What was it called?
Head and tail bands.
Head and tail bands.
They're beautiful, aren't they, Jack?
This is great. It smells great, too.
Hand it over to Hamish.
Hey, have a go, have a go.
Moses didn't come down and hog the...
give us a read. Oh, it says, do covet your neighbour. Dig it, you rushed over one.
Oh. You flipped it open. What move did it take you to just naturally flipping it open?
Number 76, up high, down low. When going in for a handshake, hold out your hand either way too high, chest height, or way too low, knee height, forces the other person to adjust to the new reality you've forced upon them. From Ben. I mean, this is special.
Going back to the cover, I mean, it's hefty, isn't it?
This weight of this book, I mean, are you sure this is only... the amount of pages it says it is.
And I it's got a matte and gloss finish. It's got
forgot about this one, sorry. When you're at a gig after the band plays their very first song of the set, simply say one more song. This throws them off guard and makes it look like you control the set.
So, Hayden, the spot UV on the front and with a matte laminate finish, how's that feeling in the hands?
Really nice in the hands. It's 171 pages, but you can't believe how to get that much weight out of 171 exactly. pages. How many grams per square meter is that?
Would it be mesmerizing?
I am a bit mesmerized. By this.
That's great.
Just so you people... and it's got the signature page at the back too. This one's obviously unsigned, Jack, but it could be one of the 1,000 that you signed.
Does it have a space for the signature?
It does. Well, we were able to...
That's just blank when you get the book without the signature.
Well, yes. have a read on the left-hand side.
If you see a signature on the opposite page, you can triumphantly say that you've got a limited edition copy personally signed off on by Hamish and Andy. Of course, seeing such a signature would require Jack Post to fulfil the obligation he made to the show to sign 1,000 copies. With this in mind, we feel a signature on the adjacent page will represent a miracle. Jack has a strong history of pursuing loopholes, a track record of shirking responsibility, of weaseling out of work, and a general can't-be-bothered attitude, which means the chances of this book being signed are as likely as him finding Andy's Bitcoin password. Given this, we encourage every purchaser of the book to carry it with them at all times with a pen on hand. So if you see Jack Post in the wild, you can get him to honour his commitment in the flesh.
So, Ham, there's one final thing to do. We've got a table in here. Yes. Let's just see if it works.
And it is a coffee table.
It's a coffee table.
Now, at the moment, my hand is cramping hard because of the weight of this book and the heft of this quality book.
Yeah.
As it says on the front cover, it is a deluxe coffee table book. Here we go. Placing it on the table now.
Let's see if it works.
This is like the moon landing. I can see the surface of the table. It in itself appears to be some sort of laminate wood. But not a matte laminate, which is the cover of our book. I'm placing the table down now. It has contact with the table, but it's wobbling. It's wobbling the table a bit, but I still am bearing a bit of the weight with my fingers. I'm releasing it now.
It works as a coffee table book, everybody. It works.
It has just held it. You wouldn't want one page more in there and shatter that coffee table.
Yes.
And it sits on the table. It does its job.
It does its job.
Oh.
We should point out that we've sold over 95% of the books and we can't make any more.
No, there's an issue, isn't there? We've sold through. We decided to name the number. Should we tell people the number?
Yeah.
29990. Our favourite number. Drive away.
29990. We thought that was a silly amount anyway. We were prepared
to give quite a few back.
Yeah, we're down to only like 2,000 left, but so rang Hogs.
You can still get them for Christmas.
Yeah,
if you order now, they'll still land.
We rang Hogs and we said, "Hey, Hogs, what's the story? Can we print more?" And he said, "We could, but not with the same paper." It was very confusing. He joins us now. Hogs, ahoy to you!
Hey guys, excited!
So excited! We just touched the book for the first time, and it is amazing. And I feel like actually we mentioned the Corrugate Tube briefly, but then as soon as the book came out, we started touching the book.
Yeah.
But we will play with the Corrugate Tube
cover
later on too, because that's very high quality too.
I think Apple's going to copy us when they release their next phone.
Yep.
Jeez, it's going to be a big phone.
Hawks, quickly, why? What was the paper reason? Because you rang me and said, "Oh, we can print more, but it has to be different paper." And we went, "Hang on, we loved the paper. We talked up the paper. It's one of the reasons to buy the book. Some people can't even read, but they love the feel of the paper, and that's why they get the book."
It's such a heavy piece of paper, too, Hawks.
What happened?
Well, I can guarantee the thickness of the paper. Mm. It's just going to be more of an off white colour.
So you can't get the same thickness.
Just,
How has
run out?
On Earth,
run out of paper.
On Earth.
Well, at this particular plant, yeah. They can't source any paper. Well, they could source it. It's just that then I can't guarantee you for a Christmas present delivery.
Right. So at some point next year, we could get more paper at the book factory.
How many books do these guys do a year or a
week? Either heaps or this is their first one.
Look, I'm sure they do heaps more. Like, we're not the only publisher who uses them. Yep. So, it's just...
It's unusual for a... So, if we run a plant out of the cool paper...
Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Well, it's a power move.
It's more of a... It's a rare paper because they buy heaps of the less quality paper.
Oh, yeah.
They use that all the time. All of these publishers are using the crappy stuff.
Yeah, not us.
We've gone, no, we want the deluxe. Yep. How much have you got?
Yeah.
Well, now we'll run you out. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Wow.
That is
with
great.
A phone slam.
Hawks, congratulations on... Actually, I'm not going to congratulate you too early because it still needs to be shipped here, but your side of things,
it has run very smoothly with
your
Hawks.
The head and tail bands are as beautiful as you thought, and the spot laminate... the spot UV on the matte laminate cover finish is everything that you promised, plus more. Mate, we'd encourage people to go now, but they're going to be running out. But you can get the last ones before Christmas.
They will make it here before Christmas. Is that a guarantee, Hawks?
Oh, absolute guarantee. Unless, Australia Post go broke or something. But
sure, you're going to guarantee it so far.
From your side of the fence, it's going to happen. HamishDaddy.com. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Good job, Hawks.
Thanks, guys.
I was so ready for the joke to be, and he couldn't get it made. But he really did a great job.
He did a good job. Hey, this weekend, the AFL Grand Final played in Queensland and the NRL Grand Final as well. It's a pretty exciting time for footy fans across the country.
Crazy old year, but well done on everyone getting it done.
Amazing.
I gave that no chance. I gave that absolutely zero chance.
Not done yet.
Not done yet. Sorry. Knock on wood and keep the hubs a hubbing.
Yeah.
But well done.
It's incredible. Well done. Also, trade talks is happening a lot. Obviously, the trade period will happen when players go from club to club. But it's not as simple.
On the podcast side of things, we're keenly eyeing off Joe Rogan to replace Jack. But the parties, we are still some distance apart there.
Yeah,
so most likely, Jack, you would assume you'll carry on to next year?
Yeah, but now I know I'm not wanted and I was put up as trade bait.
Well, for Joe Rogan, it is.
That would be huge for you guys.
It would be.
He's taking it well. No, we are actually turning them down on that side of things. So
thank you.
Jack resigns.
The funny thing I find with all the articles coming out about the trade period is because there's all these different combinations now. It's not just player for player anymore.
It's almost like reality TV shows are kind of got something to answer for this because it's so complicated now with like different layers of deals and
the main thing that's written about is, and I reckon every sports journalist has said this, they're going to have to be creative to get that deal done.
Got to get creative. You can't just go, we'll take this guy for that guy.
Yeah. No.
You got to get creative. And then look to the point where we've actually got a bit of audio from one of the most recent trades at the clubs. And you do see now in 2020 just how much things have changed.
Well, Adam wants to come to our club. We understand you feel he's worth an early pick and a player.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the players that you've requested, we're not prepared to move on from our club. They're acquired players. So we're going to have to get a bit creative.
Mm-hmm.
Would a first round pick do it?
No.
Well, what about a first round pick and a late second round?
Nah.
Well, this is going to be difficult. I mean, you've got to present us with something. Is there something you can think of that's a bit outside the box?
Well, should we go for it?
Yep.
Let's do it. All right, well, there is something.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take those two draft picks you mentioned.
Okay.
And we want all your footies, all your footballs from your club.
All of our footballs?
Yeah, all your footies.
Jeez. They can't train without any footies. The team will go to shit.
It's like the main thing you need.
That's what we want. All your footies. That's our final offer.
Jeepers. Okay. Can we, could we keep one?
No, it's all your footies. We want all your footies, and when we come to collect them, we're allowed to search the premises to make sure you haven't hidden any footies around so you can't come back at night and sneak around and play kick to kicker, right? All your footies.
Look, I think all the footballs is going to be too tough. I don't think we can do a deal. But well, if we could just have one, we're going to need one.
Just thinking, if there's like 40 players on a team, one football is still a pretty big disadvantage.
That's true.
He's right.
Can you hear him?
Barely.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, most players wouldn't get a touch all training.
Yeah.
That's still going to send their skills into the toilet.
Right. All right. We'll let you keep one footy, but it's slightly deflated and we get all your pumps.
Jeepers. Okay, you can have all our pumps, but the original ball must be inflated.
No,
oh,
no.
Come on,
no.
Jack, have a word to him.
One fully inflated ball. I mean, by round four, it's going to be flat. Let him have one ball.
All right, fine. We get all your footies, all your pumps. You can have one ball, fully inflated.
Thank you.
We get those draft picks as well. And we want half your little mini witches' hats, you know, that they use for sprints and stuff.
A quarter of the witches' hats.
Third.
Deal.
Yeah, awesome.
Thanks very much.
No, thank you.
Now we'll get the paperwork drawn up and we'll be in touch.
Great.
Thanks.
Sure, thank you, good luck for the season.
No footies.
It's just not going to have any equipment. It's going to be running around.
And we'll have so many.
We're going to be twice as good with all those footies. Everyone can have 10 footies.
Yeah. Maybe we can have one each as well.
Okay, I'm going to take one, yeah. I'm going to give one. I might do a few for Christmas presents. They can't buy... No, sorry, they can't buy any more equipment, can they?
Oh. No, I thought you'd buy it all at the start and that's then
it.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah,
no.
It would go against the spirit of the deal.
Yeah.
Great. We've got them.
Well done.
That's how you do it.
Andy, your special skill came across my side of the desk. I brought it to you and I said, what do you think this means?
I didn't have a clue.
No,
we actually had some clues.
We had a little read of it and we went, there's a couple of different ways this could go. By a alert and obviously very talented listener, Brittany. She says, if someone says anything, brackets, a phrase, a word, a sentence, I can usually sing a song with the same words. Now we went, are you making an original up? Or are you searching a database in your head for a current song that contains those words or a phrase?
I think I'm more impressed with the second one.
The database search is impressive.
Where you went, there's a song that references that phrase or that word.
If
here
you
it
said
is.
For some reason, yeah.
Michael Jackson's Beat It.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have said Beat It as my phrase. It's probably an easy one.
I'm going to go and have a coffee under the bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't put the coffee bit in, but I certainly can use the second up. We wouldn't be great at this, but... If it existed, that would be incredible.
Yep.
Just some sort of like Shazam Spotify brain. Mm. But also, we went, look, it could be the first version where you're just making up a quick original on the spot that's using the phrase, the sentence, or the word. In that case, we would want, I personally would want like Disney-level musical theater quality song because you can't just put the words we just said to noises.
No, to a vague tune and expect to get away with it.
That's not coin-worthy.
No.
So we don't know. We thought, let's just do this anyway.
Yep.
Let's organise to have Brittany up. She joins us now. Mm-hmm. Ahoy, Brittany.
Ahoy, boys. Happy birthday, Andy.
No need, but thank you very much, Brittany, for submitting your form at the Valued and Important Podcasters.
We're going to do this, but we wrote up the opener when it still could go either way. Yeah. So let's play the opener now.
Yeah, okay.
Some kind of song Britney's got today.
We assume.
Yeah, that's our best guess.
Some kind of song from any word or phrase, we think.
So, Britney, what is it exactly?
I think it's the latter. It's the, I can get a database, a Shazam brain.
Oh, database brain.
Yeah,
no one was expecting that, Brittany.
Yeah.
We're leaving the door wide open for you to make, you know, quite possibly bad instant musical theatre type songs.
Yeah.
You're able to go, so if we sort of say, what do you want? You want phrases, sentences, words?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can take the whole sentence and find that in a song or most of the sentence?
I think a word would probably... be a bit more flexible.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's go with a word. Okay. So we give you a word and then you will tell us a song that has that word or that theme. Is that what we're thinking?
Sure. Yeah. Well, originally the
give me,
give
us an example.
Skills.
Yeah.
An example of where the special skill came to fruition is I'll often find myself singing a song and I would have heard it from my housemates talking in conversations. I would have picked up on one of the phrases or sentences
and then
be singing the song.
Yep.
So I have never tested it in a public arena.
Yep.
It's more of like a passive skill. So I'm looking forward to seeing what I'm made of.
Okay, good. All right. Well, let's go. You go three words, I'll go two words.
Just a couple of words. Jack, do you want to do a word?
Sure, okay.
Okay, sorry.
First one I went to write down, because it's quite hard to think of a word that to me doesn't seem like it's in a song.
Yeah.
Because I was like, all right, what's a word? And I went to write down magic. And I went, no, that is.
Coldplay had a song called Magic.
I wouldn't write down magic, love. I'd give love a wide berth.
Yes. Yeah. Car.
Live.
Yeah.
Rock.
Yeah. Okay, so Jack's got a word. Yep. Hamish got two. I've got two.
Yep.
If you get what should we say 3 out of 5 for a coin, or is that too easy?
It'll be 4 out of 5. So it's a song we would know, and it includes the word we're going to say. Is that a fair scope there, Brittany?
Unless I can verify that it is a real song and you can Google it.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, no, we can absolutely.
That's true.
It's unfair to rely on our musical knowledge.
Yeah, true.
Okay, great. Okay, well, Haim, do you want to kick this off?
It's a tricky one to pick because you don't want to make it too hard,
no.
But you don't want to make it so easy that this is not an impressive skill.
No, I'm going to go with supercalifragilistic.
Be a good guess. All right, let's go pickle.
Pickle Rick. Is that a song?
I think you've just said the word.
Well, you've named an episode of Rick and Morty.
I don't know a song with pickle in it.
No, he's just gone too hard.
God, too hard.
That was hard. Quite
apologies.
A pickle.
I mean,
do you have one?
Pickles? Yes, I had a jar of them last night. That's sort of why they're in my head. We got given a hamper with pickles in it.
Okay, let me. Well, she's one down.
Is it in a song though?
Well, I don't know. You're the. This is. The
I thought that you could verify it.
Oh, okay. So we have to verify it.
New rule.
Fair
enough.
Fair rule. Is there a song out there that has pickle in it?
Oh, okay. That's an interesting appeal.
Yeah.
Can I quickly Google this?
I think so. No Gout
song.
Mike would be on
lyric.
It.
Lyric. This is why we need Mike.
Is a song.
There's a song called "The Pickle Song" by Dinosaur Jr.
And the Little Rascals also have the pickle song. They're both kids' songs, though. Well,
yeah.
Is it that
the Little Rascals is plausible.
Okay.
I would have thought Dinosaur Jr. would be a bigger band.
Who's Dinosaur Jr.?
They're not a kids' band. They're like a 90s indie sort of.
Yeah, Dinosaur Jr. band. Was like friends with Smash Mouth.
All right. Were you into them, Jack?
Were they friends with Smash Mouth?
They're not public about it, but they were. they were in a poker game together.
Okay. So.
Okay. Are we starting again?
No. She's down one.
Okay.
I think I could have done Little Rascals. I'll give you that.
Okay. Tower.
There's a Huey Lewis song called "The Power of Love."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, no, Tower.
Or
no. Tower with the
Tower with
the
T.
Not a P. Yeah.
I've got one.
Okay.
The Tower of Love. You're not allowed to go.
Bit buzz, buzz, buzz.
No, you're not allowed to go.
All right. All I'm thinking of in my head is I'm going down the same track as the Simpsons guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't think about that. Yeah, you're so early in the game. Don't think about how bad you're joking.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, Jimi Hendrix all along the Watchtower.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was the one that came to mind for me.
Oh, easy now in hindsight.
It before my time.
Oh, that's still feeling popular.
Beck had never heard that song until yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Okay, you're 0 from 2.
Okay. Come back.
Jack,
you got this, Brittany.
All right. I've changed my word just to make sure that it's a word from a song.
Mm-hmm.
Vibrations.
Oh, mate.
What's wrong with that?
Really? Good vibration?
Good vibrations.
Good one.
No one's impressed by that. No, you've made that. You've robbed Brittany of the chance to be impressive there. You've gone, here you go, guys. 100-meter final. Usain Bolt, you're in the final. No one's running against you. Gee, it looks short. Well, it's only 20 meters. We want to make sure you make it. Okay. Let her get the world record.
Okay.
My original word was movies, but I wasn't sure if it was.
There you go, movies. That's going to be in a song. Brittany, movies.
I just had one.
It's It's not quick enough, is it?
No, I'm glad you can't see Andy's face because he's getting sort of cat face. He's got like, sort of like a scrunched up whiskers.
Yeah, it's more just we can all sit and ponder a song that has movies in it, but I feel that the skill to be impressive.
What about Snake? Brittany, quickly, Snake.
Snake?
Mm. Yep.
I wish I could help.
I thought it was going to be I wish I was a snake or something.
Brittany.
Hippie snake.
Brittany, it's a no from me as far as whether if someone was to ask me whether you think Brittany has this skill, it would be a no from me.
I'll be honest with you, Brittany. At the start of this, I liked the three-act structure I thought we were going to get, which is like at the start going, we're confused by Brittany's skill. Then you went, yes, I actually do have the sort of Shazam Spotify brain. Went, great, this is setting us up for an amazing journey.
Yep.
Then we sort of landed back at the confusion again, didn't we, at the end?
It petered out. That's okay.
And that's right. We love peter outs on the show. We're known for them.
That Matt Damon film where he got shrunk down.
Oh, yeah, Little People.
Fantastic start.
Was it?
Terrible end.
I heard some bad stuff about that film.
Like the jingle was really a highlight for me.
Yeah,
which was? I think that really took a cake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the jingle was good.
Brittany, we'll send you out a token
and
no value.
And let's not forget, you did get good vibrations.
So you're not the Simpsons guy.
You're not the Simpsons guy.
Thank God. Brittany, thanks for that one, Jack.
A token of no value coming your way.
Thing there, Jack. That was very humane.
Thanks so much, guys. Bye.
Sorry about Pickle. But as it turns out, could have given you anything.
Hey, last week we had Richard on the show. He was dobbed in by a snitch to cover a glitch, not a snitch that deserved a snitch.
No.
A stitch.
No, more of a glitch snitch.
Yes. His mate rounded his house, said that he was looking at the mail. Richard hadn't even opened the envelope that had his loyalty card in it.
Isn't that insane? It's like going to King Arthur's house and going, is that Excalibur behind the door? Yeah. Pulled it out of the rock and I've just never really been using it. Oh, well, you should. I mean, it's a very special sword. Oh, yeah. I'm just using some other stuff at the moment and I've been walking around with a broom.
It's the best sword in the world.
Yeah. Oh, no. I used it to cut up some salad the other day and I'm just more using it in the kitchen. It's ridiculous.
Richard joins us back again. He vowed that he would unwrap the loyalty card and use it. Richard, ahoy to you.
Hey, boys. How are we going?
Welcome back.
Well, we're going very good, Rich. How's your week been?
Yeah, pretty good. Not bad. Try to make the most of my opportunities to use the card.
Okay, great. So you have unwrapped it.
I did unwrap it, yeah. I had to break the authenticity of the envelope that it was in.
What number are you, Richard?
Just a bit lower than Jack, so 26,491.
Yeah,
up there with Jack.
So about on the same level as Jack.
Sort of, yeah. Anything's kind of above five is all sort of captured in that. High number.
Richard, did you go out and attempt to use it anywhere? Are there any stores you can report the good news about? Are there any stores that are having teething issues?
Unfortunately, all the places I went to all had teething issues.
Hang up on him,
Jeff.
I don't think you were ever bothered. No, but I mean,
okay.
Is it because they... I'll reserve judgment, but I get the sense that it's because the stores in the area were told to expect a card coming in much earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And they've lost faith in the card because they haven't seen it. And then now they've slipped off the program because you didn't present it earlier.
Which stores, mate?
So I'll call them out happily. So the first place I went to was a burger joint nearby called Gorilla Grill. Mm-hmm. I presented it to the manager and he just wasn't having a bar of it. Sort of gave me a funny look, so I just walked without ordering.
Yeah, that's funny. I thought Gorilla Grill was on board. You might have actually got the day manager. I think we deal with the regional manager.
Okay, yep.
Pop that down there.
So the second place I went to, just ran by a chemist house. They're a bigger chain, so, you know, with the chain of command and how long it takes for the message to get across, it would take a while, but the lady at the counter just laughed at me when I tried to get a discount, which I thought that was a bit rude.
Right.
That's
crazy.
A surprise, isn't it?
We've done good business with Chemist Warehouse before. Selling Andy by Hamish. Jack
well,
and I have been
did
at
the business
facility.
Behind my back, but yeah.
Well, we still did great business together. I think what's happened there, you annoyingly chalk that one up to COVID. I think in all, you know, they're on the front lines, they're selling gloves and sanitizer and masks.
She could have been a new worker as well, maybe even. I don't actually know.
She does sound like it. Yeah. And I think when the messages come through from head office, just all the extra COVID stuff at the moment.
Yep.
That's a tiny slip up, not a teething.
We'll jump on that one. Yeah. Final one for us, Richard.
Yeah, I've tried to contact, like you, Haim, I do a bit of online shopping at the moment. Mm-hmm. I've been going through ASOS quite a bit, so I've actually sent ASOS. Them a message as well. Still waiting to hear a response, but
I can't say this in any concrete way, but I do have a good vibe that ASOS is on board.
Yeah.
But I think what we're finding there, Richard, I'm working through a similar issue at the moment with a guy I know, Jeff, who runs Amazon.
Yep.
And the back end is the problem there, because a lot of these companies, and we're not having a go at them here, but a lot of these companies sort of saw the opportunity in e-commerce.
Yep.
And they set up before talking to us.
Yep.
And especially Amazon, I know that's been going, you know, they set up very, they pounced.
Yep.
And they didn't sort of, let us know, oh, we're thinking of doing this online store. Do you guys have any loyalty cards coming out? Could we do something together? They just sort of did their own thing. And now, annoyingly, they've got a back end entrenched, doesn't have the facility for the loyalty card, but they are working on it.
Well, that's good news, Richard, for all those three there.
Teething problems around, unfortunately.
Just teething problems. And that's the thing. You can't have teeth without teething problems. So we don't have a full mouth of teeth yet.
We're glad you got the card, though, buddy. Thanks very much for checking back in with us.
No worries. Thanks, boys. Cheers, have a buddy. Good one.
Sounds like a busy day. See you, mate. Annoying for Rich. Just off to get a burger and a tube of cream. You don't get either. Quick one for the team.
Mm-hmm.
I am a cat owner, not a dog owner.
No.
Andy, Neil. Oh, no, you got the fish.
Got the fish, fish owner, and soon to be dog owner.
Are you soon to be dog owner?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. That the wall has come tumbling down.
Wow. What did she catch you doing? You agreed to a dog.
Yeah, but so dog on the horizon. But
can we see what type of dog it is yet, or can we just see it running around?
No, it's a Welsh Terrier.
The finest of terriers.
It's for the tallest, I would say.
That's a very tall terrier.
They're
tallest.
I think they're tallest of terriers. I think an Airedale might be slightly taller, but...
Jeez, look at you go. You're like a deck of trump cards that knows all these facts about dogs.
But yes, that's. I've been keeping that under my hat. I haven't watched A Dog's Purpose yet, or what was the other
show? Way Home of a Dog, Purpose of a Dog. It got to you though, didn't it?
But yes, it snuck up on me.
Now you've got a terrier, the tallest terrier you can buy. Must be very nice. Yeah. All those people walking around with short terriers. Yep. Sorry. Well, I mean, I didn't know you were soon to be a dog man. Great. Yeah. This is a question then for both of you, because Jack, I was going to ask you a dog etiquette question about an incident that I saw. You've got, of course, your medium height dog.
Yes.
Not the tallest dog I've ever seen.
Your dog will be probably the same height.
Okay, so yours is tall for your breed, but not particularly tall.
Yeah, it sounds like I've got this huge terrier going around. It just made it sound like I've got this.
For non-dog people, this is very boring.
This is the exact type of conversations you have at the dog park.
Yeah, right.
You just bump into people and then you talk about dogs.
Dog height.
It's very boring.
Dog height, yeah.
But you also say, but anyway, I'm saying, but for the terrier, if you did a side podcast on...
talking terriers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terryranosaurus or something. Yeah. Or yeah, talking terriers.
Yeah.
You would be
so much taller than the Scottish Terrier.
So you'd have a lot of kudos in the terrier world for the height of your dog.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Boy dog, girl dog, don't know yet.
We are allowed to choose when the litter arrives.
Great. They send you the whole litter and then you send it back.
yeah. That's why I've got to make sure I'm home that day.
Come over in a van. I'll take number four. Very tall. I'll take the one dunking. Anyway, so yeah, you've got a tall dog. Mm. You got a regular dog, Luna. She, you know, when you go for a walk, here's something I saw on the weekend and I thought, oh, Jack, I'm going to ask Jack about this. Being one of the people that I, know deals with dog stuff.
Sure.
It was, you know, because things are still, not full mobility in Melbourne. Mm. This is when we were going for the walk, but you're still allowed, you're allowed out for a little walk and go get a coffee or whatever. Walk along with my son along the street and people are out, a lot of dog walking going on because,
it's the easiest way to catch up with people.
This is a lot of bump into. Walk along a street, like a strip of shops, and we're going to get a coffee. guys walking along with a dog, no grass anywhere, like it's a street. Mm-hmm. There's no, the dog assumes the squat.
Oh, yeah.
And so when that happens, you're like, we're on.
Yeah. Mm.
And the guy, it was a couple walking the dog, and he, you know, made a big deal because I think people want to show they've got the bags and everything. Yeah, like,
definitely.
You know, because there's this weird moment where I guess for a dog person, you're like, well, my dog is just pooing in the middle of the street. Yep. And we're all like, that he's allowed to do that. He's yep. a dog.
Yeah, you got to show you have the bag ready because you can't, that's the only display you can do. You can't put your hand under the dog and yeah. catch it.
You could. Yeah.
Yeah. You could take a little sanitized baseball mitt if you wanted. So he's doing the big, I've got the bags yeah. here, I'm getting ready to do it. The dog's assumed the position. Yeah, yeah. And there is always this thing, because as a non-dog owner, I go, I just can't believe you have to do that.
I know. This is the part that I'm just having a real problem with.
I know that I've, as someone that's had two children, I've, you know, spent thousands and thousands of hours with my hands in poop yeah. and stuff. But I'm like, well, it's just at least
they eventually grow out of it, though.
They grow out of it. It's behind closed doors. I made you. Mm. And also, I understand that it's not.
You don't know yet.
No one can see. Yeah, you're learning. Yeah. You're learning, and no one can really see it. Yep. But to publicly be like,
yep.
I am picking up this animal's yep. feces. Yeah.
And now you have to be even more public about it because you need to show off that you are doing it.
I've got a big bag. Anyway, he goes to do the. He gets the bag. He's already got his hand like sheathed yeah, in yeah, the bag, yeah. waiting for it to come out. So, you know, I think again, for people to be like, oh, how could you? Yeah, we're all out for a walk and just letting your dog shit on the street. Anyway, dog has this huge load of diarrhea.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And it's like tippy-toeing to get out of the way, and it's like running. It's a
oh,
puddle,
wow.
And it's starting to kind of like slowly run along the pavement into the gutter.
What do you do?
And the guy's got the sheet head, and he's going, now, he thought he was going to be dealing with a plastic and nugget scenario,
yeah.
which is a compatible mix.
Yes.
And now he's going, a handful yeah. of plastic and a puddle of dog diarrhea and not a compatible mix. He needs it. He needs paper towel. He needed a handful of paper towel.
What do
and
you do?
All the shops are closed.
Yeah.
It's lockdown. You, like, there's even.
It's a bottle of water, isn't it? You probably.
Well, then, because it's like, and he had the dog leash, so he's like, ugh, and everyone's looking at him. And he's like, you hold the dog, you stay here. The dog doesn't really care, I noticed.
To his partner.
Yeah, so he's going to his partner.
Through to the dog. You hold your own leash.
Yeah. Actually, let me just take your council tag off. You're out with nothing to do with you. Go and find a new home. So he has the partner, he's the leash. Yeah. Then he's making a big thing of like, I'm going to go and get napkins, right,
yeah,
to the street. Well, it sort of felt like when you have the car accident, you write the fake note going,
yeah,
I'm just writing a note because everyone's watching me.
Yep.
And I said to Sonny, hey, let's just stay here and see what happens. Sonny's on his scooter and stuff. I was like, yeah. just
good. Teaching Sonny to keep people accountable.
Dad's just interested to see how this plays out.
Because he's hoping to come back, and even if there's new people there, it doesn't matter. It's, as long as the same people aren't there, he reckons he can get away with it.
As long as I was wondering if he'd text his girlfriend or his wife or whoever it was going, just slowly start walking and I'll meet you around the other side of the block. Like, we have to run away from this scenario.
I had to.
They stayed and he found the nearest cafe, which was some way away, but came back. And I saw him coming back with napkins. And first of all, I was like, it's not enough.
No.
It's not enough. And he better hope these are very high-end absorbent napkins because cafe napkins are renowned, waxy.
Yeah, one-ply.
They won't absorb. They're like dipped in wax. Yeah. They won't absorb liquid.
Mm.
And he probably had about eight of these. And starts kind of like laying them out like he's cleaning up. And also I was like, oh, mate, this is this can't be worth it for the dog.
And so then he
laid them out. Then he got his hand back in the glove to sweep up that orange-brown mess of napkins.
I'm going
to
do
it. Then put it into the bag. But you look at the pavement going, we haven't really cleaned anything. No. You've just shown that you're willing to do something disgusting as penance.
That's exactly what he's going for. He's like, I've made an effort. You can all see I've made an effort. What else do you want me to do?
Yep.
There wasn't.
Jack, yes or no question, would you have done that?
Oh, God. I hate people who leave the poos. And don't pick
I mean,
up.
Leaving the piece, there's no excuse for it. It's like, well, it's a little nugget.
So I hate that. So I always, always make sure I get it. But the diarrhea, I think I would do walk around the corner, call Bianca. Run away.
No, Dad.
Never walk on that street again.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
listener.